AircheckDownloads.com.
From the Guildhall Square, Derry with Philip Schofield!
Hello and welcome to Derry. This is BBC Radio 1 FM, coast to coast around the United Kingdom. And the 1991 Summer Road Show Tour has begun. It's happening all over again, and we are in Derry. After an excellent afternoon yesterday in Ormo Park, now we are in the Guildhall Square in Derry with a massive sea of smiley faces. If you were listening this morning to The Breakfast Show with Simon Mayer, you will know that I did the usual DJ tradition of waking up in my hotel room, racing for the window, tearing back the curtains and looking outside, and the rain was coming down in a wall of water. It was like a continuous stream. It wasn't sort of torrential, it was like a monsoon. And now it stopped. The sun is out. There are breaks in the clouds because it is the reflected heat and charisma of this audience that's burning its way through the cloud. Welcome to the programme. Don't forget, of course, Jason Donovan is our special guest. A little bit later on, there's masses of music, there's bits and pieces, there's Panic, we're going to play Dart About as well. All that's still to come. In the meantime, KLF and The Last Train to Transcentral.
The sun is seriously out now. This is great.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. We are in Derry. As I said, we had a great day yesterday in Ormo Park, and only a few arguments on the way over here in the car. Roger Pusey, the producer of the programme, was in fact driving, and it all got a little bit fraught and a little bit tense. I was navigating. I'm an excellent navigator. In fact, so excellent that I won £10 yesterday on a bet. Because I said, Roger, we are on the M2. We are on it. And he said, no, we're not. I said, how much do you want to bet? A tenner? He said, yeah, all right, I'll bet you a tenner. And of course, due to my expert navigation, we were indeed on the M2 and on the right track. So that was the only fraught and nice coming straight at me now. There was the only fraught nasty bit yesterday, the fact that that my navigation was put into question. We arrived at our hotel last night, the Everglades Hotel. Thanks very much indeed to Philip D. Artingstall, who is the general manager. What a lovely hotel. I don't want you to be too impressed here. Would you be slightly impressed if I said that I'd stayed in the presidential suite? That's not what I'm used to on the roadshow, I'll tell you that. The presidential suite, quite extraordinary. And would you also be impressed if I said I had a jacuzzi? Excellent stuff. So it was, thank you very much indeed to Philip and the team at the Everglades Hotel. A lovely hotel, quite fabulous, and really, really nice people. Let me tell you some more about Derry. We are in County Derry, to the south of the county lies Sperrin Mountains, which form the border with County Tyrone, and to the north is the Atlantic coast. To be more specific, we're actually in Derry, Northern Ireland's second largest city, situated on a hill overlooking the curve of the River Foyle. The name Derry derives from the old Irish word dare, meaning oak grove, which is presumably what Derry was until St. Columba arrived and erected a monastery in 546 AD. One of Derry's most interesting features is its city walls, erected in 1613. How much do you reckon the city walls cost when they were put up? Anyone got any ideas? They were, in fact, £8,357 when they were put up in the 1600s. And to my left-hand side, I can actually see part of the city walls in really, really good condition. Remain virtually intact to this day. Along the walls stand many a cannon that's had its heyday during the sieges of Derry, the largest of which has the unlikely name of Roaring Meg. Should you wish, you can also visit Amelia Earhart Cottage, set amidst acres of parkland, developed as a memorial to Amelia, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. as she landed on the site of the cottage, presumably before it was built, of course. Derry's other claims to fame, 70s songstress Dana, who left Thornhill Convent of Mercy to bring us such gems as All Kinds of Everything and Please Tell Him That I Said Hello. Derry also the home to 70s garage rockers The Undertones, who have since split to become Fergal Sharkey and That Petrol Emotion. A little bit of information for you. We are, as I said, in Derry.
Summer radio on the Philips Schofield Show. Summer radio on the Philips Schofield Show. Feel his music flow on the Philips Schofield Show.
Aircheckdownloads.com.